T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I texted my buddy out in San Fran, said good luck, he's going to bed because he's got to work tomorrow.
So do you.
I'm just going to go right to the Hillman Show.
Got your lead ready?
This is The Lead.
I hate watching this team.
I trust Christian when it comes to football more, yes. more than I trust many.
Who's more talented than Christian Ford?
I was really surprised that he does not think that the Patriots need Antonio Brown.
You like whistling through the graveyard. You like waking up in the morning.
Christian, I'm being specific.
Like, doo, 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 boom, here comes
I do like whistling through the graveyard.
Boom,
but that's beside the point.
Boom, here goes another one. I can't live that way. Me, personally,
I can't
I'm
live
not
my life.
Like that.
We're also aware of someone who is in. Accusing him of making a threat against them of violence and who's considering a criminal charge.
Right now.
Now we have an equipment problem with Stephen Vogt's mitt. That's all we need at almost 1 a.m.
Just use it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
That's interesting when you show up at 2 o'clock to do a show like this every single day. Now, we're not looking at what's going on in sports. You got to look at the legal page. You got the latest.
I'm amazed that I spend more time breaking down legal mumbo-jumbo that I have since Deflategate. It's been a while.
So here's the latest on the Antonio Brown. You probably heard it here in the last hour. Ian Rappaport.
Is this breaking news?
Rap sheet. No, it's
good. No, okay, good. Don't play it.
No, don't play it. Too long. Too long, by the way.
Yeah, we had
Does
to
anybody
cut that
shorten
down.
That down? How many times do you have to mention what station it is?
We've got 14 sponsors.
No, they have one sponsor
like,
in this.
It's like a Belichick interview. It's like 10 people sponsored that interview.
So the Allegheny County DA... Obviously, wanted to figure out what was going on in all of this. And so Ian Rappaport has this. Our office, along with the Allegheny County Police Department, made contact with counsel for the plaintiff in the federal lawsuit involving Antonio Brown. Procedurally, it appears there is a statute of limitations issue in moving forward with any inquiry involving the Allegheny County allegation mentioned in the lawsuit. And Rappaport goes on to say what that means is that at least for the first two alleged offenses committed by Antonio Brown, there will be no criminal inquiry. Now, that is potentially significant as it relates to his eligibility and status to continue playing. So they're down to one charge.
It's possible only a
civil.
Possible criminal. It doesn't wipe out the civil.
Right.
No.
Case.
No, they can still
But as far as pursuing criminal charges towards Antonio Brown, which is what
Klemko
or others started to talk about.
Penny.
The first two, which was revealing himself, walking in, right? Showing his junk to her.
Yes. That was
and then
to the
masturbation
artist.
Part.
Right.
While watching the church
Those
service.
Are in Allegheny.
Yeah, watching the church
I
service.
I feel like that needs to always be said.
While watching church.
Yeah, while watching a church service on an iPad.
The rape allegation.
It does seem hard to do, by the way.
No, I don't believe that one.
But the rape allegation in Miami, she could still seek criminal charges.
Stop it.
Was there a chorus?
All I hear is Tim Tebow. Yeah. All I hear is Tim Tebow.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's
funny.
That's
right, so I didn't mean to cut you off. So the two that are out are the church.
And the exposed walking in the bedroom with his junk out.
So the one that's left.
Is the rape in Miami.
Which is the worst one.
If she wants to go after criminal. Now, it doesn't wipe out the civil case.
Yeah.
Just her opportunity to have
to
a
pile
criminal
on.
Charge.
Yeah. And what she wasn't going to do anyways, because she was going to do a criminal charge, she would have led with
Probably.
That and not started with a civil. And so, I'm sure, don't you think that she knew that this whole... it had been too long. What is it?
7 years, probably.
Yeah,
right?
7 years.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. She would have known.
If you're her,
well, her attorney would have known.
Listen, I don't know where her mind is, but if you're her and the league sits there and says, "Listen, you know, civil lawsuit. I just want you to know, we can't put him on the exempt list over a civil lawsuit."
Right.
Of course, if you put charges on him, then we would put him on there while we investigate. And she might say, "Oh, well, if you're not going to put him on exempt, screw it. Then I'll press charges."
Right.
Just to put him on that list.
Yeah.
Just to really screw him. Right. I mean, I don't know. Where it all is, but that would have been an option for her.
I would
she
say
just wanted to go there.
I would say this, and I'll give the NFL a little credit with this one. She apparently met for 10 hours, we think, because that was the only leak we've had so far that it was a 10-hour meeting. We don't even know if that's accurate. But nothing has been leaked from this thing yesterday, and nothing
Lucky
has
for them.
But and nothing has happened to this point. Now, did they meet with
you
Antonio
find that
Brown?
Amazing
did
that, they? That no, you haven't heard one word.
I do.
Yes, I do.
Not one word. Now they've had worse situations the league has that they've had to deal with. Suddenly, everybody is zipping it up and throwing the key away. Suddenly, they figured out how to be silent. So I'm almost amazed that I feel like maybe they didn't meet because nobody's saying anything. Maybe that was all a
smoke screen.
You know, a smoke screen. Yeah, just and they met like today because nobody has said anything. This doesn't add up. The NFL is notorious for leaking information, and it wasn't like there were three people in that room.
Well, I would say this because I expected them to leak some information that made their decision to let him play look good. You know, if anything, right? Like, Roger Goodell's the one that people are sitting and say, Roger should have taken his ass off the field. Roger Goodell. All right, so he's taking some meat. So if they were going to leak anything, it would have been they met with her, but there's some inconsistencies in her story. Something that made Roger Goodell's decision to allow Antonio Brown play last Saturday look like a good decision. If anything was going to leak, it would be that.
Yeah, so I'm not sure I totally agree. See, I would have think that the silence here may be a good sign for Antonio Brown, in that if you're the league and you're concerned right now that the Players Association is going to come in and appeal right away and that they're going to have an issue with this because it is a civil lawsuit now. We've never had this before where it's a civil lawsuit and they've put somebody on the exempt list. That I would think that the league would leak out, there's something dirty here, so that they can get the Players Association to understand your player's not clean, all right? You better back off. You want to come in, you're going to make a fool of yourself. The player's not clean. In this case, nothing was said. There's nothing leaked out there.
Did they meet with Antonio
Brown? Because yesterday seemed to be Tuesday, the ideal day, correct? They met with her on Monday. Wouldn't yesterday seem to be the ideal day?
But hold on, what's the rush to interview him? What would be the rush? I get why you want to rush to interview her because you want to. She's willingly, she's pushing for. But what is the rush to interview him? So they met with her on Tuesday. No, was it Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Okay, and they gather all the information, dissect it. You know,
go over the information.
Go over the information. Where are we at risk? Where are we? Where are we vulnerable? What, you know, PR. Okay, there's like 20 people in this room. They all have something to say. They all have an opinion. And I just feel like there isn't necessarily a rush to interview him.
Well, don't you want him to be able to counter some of the things? Like, hey, listen, this is what she told us. You don't even tell her. Tell him. Well, tell me what happened. Tell me exactly what happened there that night in Miami.
But I would also say
And then you look at the two stories and you say, okay. And then, after he tells you everything, I'm just saying, like,
but I would think that if they
interrogate people, they know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, and that would be the benefit of waiting is to kind of formulate a plan if you're the NFL. How do I catch him in a lie?
Yeah.
How do I get him to, just expose himself?
Yeah. Well,
wrong choice of words. okay. But
he's already done that.
Yeah, he's already done that enough.
According to her.
But no, I think that would be the case. So listen, let's just make him sweat. Let's just make him think about it. And it sounds like it's a criminal situation, like something like terrorists would do. Keep him in some sweat lodge, let him sweat it out, play like Justin Bieber music until he freaks out and they just wants to tell you everything.
Or maybe it's this guy's. Maybe there's no need to talk to him until they feel that she is credible, that her whole story is credible, and that this is not a money grab. This is that, she was violated. And if they don't really feel that, because they're going to have to put him on the exempt list if they have any inclination. If you look at how that exempt list is worded, if they feel that there's any need for further investigation, they put him on the exempt list. They shelve him for a while. Maybe they didn't, in the 10 hours, feel that there was enough where they can throw him on the exempt list.
And the most important person to talk to is her. If they talk to Antonio Brown and they said, we'll get to her when we get to it, they would get more criticism for not talking to Brittany Taylor.
Yeah, they need to talk
as
to her
opposed.
First.
Yeah, talk to her. And maybe they don't. Listen, there's nothing really there, and we don't feel like it's we've heard this story before. It's because it's not the first time a player has been accused of something like this.
But who's going to tell us if he actually met yesterday with the NFL? Who's going to?
Well, let me ask you. I mean, have you ever sat down and had a discussion with anybody for 10 hours?
10 hours? No.
I mean, they met with her for 10. Think about that. Like, they just threw that number out there, 10 hours.
That's legal, though.
Ooh, they must have really looked into it. I mean, really
it's
looked
really
into it.
It's really probably
for
eight.
10 hours.
Yeah, they do depositions. They do stuff breaks. Like that all the time. Legal circles. It's billable hours.
Two or three breaks.
Yeah, somebody it's got billable. Paid. Yeah.
Oh, they're breaks. Tons of breaks.
We're going to meet for an hour.
Yeah.
Take a little half-hour break. Yeah. Meet for another hour. Like, 10 hours.
Billable hours.
They're making it seem so extreme where well, it's really not 10 hours. Yeah, so it's probably more like 7.
I was thinking more like 3 or 4. To be honest with you.
What are you talking about for four hours?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so it's what do you like?
Ever, about, have you ever been?
What, 5 or 6 hours of a conversation? Throw in 4 hours of breaks. Think about what you're talking about for 6 hours. Start with your relationship when you met him. How long does that take? You know, how long is that?
Oh, that probably wasn't until hour two. They probably had all background stuff on her for the first hour.
Why would they be going over background stuff on her?
Because that's what they do. I mean, you ever been to Post?
Yes.
Yeah. So the first, you know, 9, 10, 12
questions. Is your name
Brittany
Taylor?
Exactly.
Yes. You live at 24 Brighton Avenue?
There you go.
Yes.
You got it down. That's it. That's the first hour.
Where you were? Yeah. Way too many times, actually.
I have as well.
10 hours.
Not pretty.
Are you? Is anybody even? I mean, there's been some time that's
nothing
gone
changed.
By. You haven't heard any news. Everybody still feels the same.
Nothing.
Because I would even think about even with Klemko. I should just call him Henny Penny, or maybe I should call myself Henny Penny. Depending,
yeah,
you should call yourself.
You
Henny
think
Penny.
I should call myself
no
Henny?
No question. You are Henny Penny.
He owes people money. Give him off the team.
No, I still feel the same way.
The team's
first of all,
so
I don't
good.
Sound
they
like
don't need
that.
It. They have
what
no. Lou, they have no tackles.
Like
Lou, they have no tackles right now.
Why don't you talk like me? Talk to me in Greg Hill voice, not in nasally Christian.
They played 2 weeks of the season. They played 2 weeks of the season. Okay,
thank you for listening.
And they've got two tackles down, and this guy feels, they're fine.
No.
They don't need anybody.
I still believe that way. I've not changed my mind. But okay, so Klemko was on with Dale and Keith, and he was also on the HBO show Inside the NFL. And here he goes again, basically saying the same thing. But this stood out. So listen to it. He's basically the same thing, but he actually tones it down a little bit.
You begin to talk to more and more people, and you know, even in the case, even after our story came out, we've had 3 people reach out to us saying that Antonio Brown owes them money, and we're also aware of someone who is in. Accusing him of making a threat against them of violence and who's considering a criminal charge.
So you're talking more than 24 people, is that correct?
Yep.
All right, so it's and then what is that, JB? Is that JB? James Brown.
24.
The whole, like, okay, so if someone's going to file a criminal charge against you for a threat.
Against him, he
said. What does that look like? So, hey, Lou, I hate you. I am going to kick your butt and there's nothing you can do about it. Police, he said he's going to beat me up.
But Christian, he's already done that. He did that 2 weeks ago to his general manager, Mike Mayock. He already threatened him.
Threatened to punch him.
Exactly. That's the same
maybe
thing.
Maybe that's where the criminal charge is.
So I heard that last night. People made a big deal about it. If you listen to him, he says a threat to him. So it's a male, first of all. Second of all, he's already done that. So why would the commissioner suddenly now use that as something that's a problem?
Is that really a surprise?
No.
I mean, think about it. He does that often. He's got guys coming and saying, man, you owe me 12 grand. I want my 12 grand. I want my 12 grand.
F you.
And I think one of those guys, who was the one guy? I think it might have been the chef who he owed 36,000 to where, like, his little handler was like, don't look at Mr. Brown in the eyes.
Yes.
That whole thing. And he saw, like, Antonio's in the background kind of chuckling. You're telling me it's Antonio Brown or one of his buddies or whoever the hell it is, guys asking for money, they'd finally even say, listen, get your ass out of here before we get your ass whooped. I'll smack you across the face. Get your ass out of my house. I ain't paying you bleep. You know, I'll kick your ass instead. How's that? I mean, okay,
you just can't go around punching guys in the face.
You know what I mean? So that's a threat of violence.
What are you talking about?
Does this surprise anybody? I bet she said
that
to
each
and every one of them.
What kind of penalty comes with that? Like jail term?
No,
jail
nothing.
Time? What do you get? Slap on the wrist?
But the problem
you
is...
clean toilets with a toothbrush?
He says something like that. People take it out of context, and I've already heard people today talking about, oh my God, he could have a act of violence charge against them now. People say stuff like that all the time, and we already know that he did it with Mike Mayock. He was not suspended by the league. He wasn't even suspended by his team. Okay? All right,
that never happened.
Right. Right. Yeah, but there were witnesses.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
he never said cracker.
Gotta hate witnesses
right.
sometimes.
Witnesses kill you. They really
always
do.
Get you, yeah. don't they?
And by the way, I think Christian has threatened me 3 times in the last 3 weeks. right?
Yes.
Physically.
Yes.
Right? You have.
At least.
You have.
At least.
Okay, so
I'm admitting to it. Is that bad?
That's bad.
Are you going to be able to use this?
Oh, yeah.
In a court of law?
I got you right. We're here screwed. By the balls. I got you. All right, 617-779-7937. There's a lot more still to come. I would guess right now there's a very good chance Antonio Brown will play on Sunday. They have to notify him if they're going to put him on the exempt list by today. We get to your phone calls coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
But as of today, as of right now, Antonio Brown still eligible to play, still not placed on the commissioner's exempt list. It is Wednesday of a game week, which it seems at this point like Antonio Brown is moving toward being eligible for another game. As far as the other development, here's what I'm told, that the Allegheny County District Attorney and the Allegheny County Police Department has reached out to Brittany Taylor's lawyer about the first incident alleged in the lawsuit, about potentially looking into it. However, those investigations are not going to continue because there's a statute of limitations on the first charge against Antonio Brown and then also on the second charge in Hollywood, Florida. That means, at the very least, he will not be charged criminally for the first two incidents alleged in that lawsuit.
So if we get through today, and we believe that you need three business days, which would be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, to notify the player. Saturday is not a business day, right? Sunday, not a business day.
Not for you.
No.
Sunday is for me. I work on Sundays.
Sunday's for me, too. Stop it. Please.
Oh, please. Stop. You smoke cigars and tell stories.
Listen, I'm locked in 7 days a week. I don't know about you guys. I'm committed to my craft.
Excuse me. What do you do? You're on for an hour, then you're
on in the morning.
An hour, then you're over here.
I set the dialogue for the city on Sunday morning.
Hey, how many of you guys worked at your craft till 1:15 last night?
Oh, where?
Well, I'm just saying.
Listen, let me, just for the record, okay, when you're working like at till midnight,
yep,
don't include us in your misery. Don't text us. I don't want my phone going off at 12:30 at night.
It's
I'm like, who the hell is
so
texting me?
Both she's going to the righty. Now he's going to the lefty. Another lefty, another righty.
So thanks to Lou, I actually watched the end of the Red Sox
game
last
you up.
Night. He woke me up.
Yeah,
four
thank
pitches.
You. Yeah.
And four pitches in the 13th inning.
But he doesn't.
Lefty, righty, lefty, righty. Seriously, Boach? I love you to death, but you got to be
kidding
me.
Wait, we have sound of Lou. Did he lose his mind?
He was pitching his ass off yesterday. Go ahead.
We will play at least 15 innings tonight at Fenway.
I'm going home.
See you, Lou. Tied at 6.
You got a talk show tomorrow. Today.
I just got a text from my buddy out in San Fran. Said, good luck. He's going to bed because he's going to work tomorrow.
So do you.
I'm just going to go right to the Hillman Show.
You got your lead ready?
That's it.
Now we have an equipment problem with Stephen Vogt's mitt.
Catcher.
That's all we need at almost 1 a.m.
Oh, just use it. Kid broke his mitt. It was 1 o'clock in the bottom of the 15th.
But he did.
Just use your glove.
It woke me up.
Just use it anyway.
It woke me up because he's texting us and the thing's going off.
Like, we care.
Yeah.
Like, you have a 5.5-hour game.
And
it's not a joke.
But it's not like he's saying, oh, my God, guys, you got to wake up. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to miss this.
It was F-bombs everywhere.
He was just bitching that he was working at 1 o'clock in the morning. We don't care. You're getting paid for it. Stop it.
I'm thinking of you guys. Okay, my mind is always on the show, so I cared about you.
Well,
I thought you'd care about where I'm at.
No, I didn't.
So
care.
I dropped an F-bomb text left and right.
Yeah. I didn't see it till 5:30 this morning.
But nobody else did either.
I mean, and you're a lot tougher than Alex Cora. I tell
I'm
you that
home.
Much.
So here,
Alex Cora has delayed his interview with us
till 4:00
because he couldn't get to sleep in time. He had to sleep in late. Lou Maloney,
I'm here.
Called the game,
what's
got
up,
home guys? Later, had a longer drive, and is here early.
Let's see if Lou's coherent at about 4:10.
Oh, no.
Okay. I got the game tonight, too.
Oh, my God. Is that why we're in Fenway?
I tell you what, I don't give a rat's ass who wins and loses. Get this thing over quick.
Just use it.
You need some drugs, son. That's what you need. So getting back to this Antonio Brown, if he gets through today, he's going to play in this game on Sunday. Now, I know, and you're right about this one, Christian, they don't need him on Sunday. This Sunday against this Jet team, they're probably going to put 50 up on the Jets anyway, right?
50?
Right. Maybe more. They don't need it. Remember one thing. about Bill Belichick. What team does he despise the most? It took him 20 years to actually make a trade with that team. Right, he just made it.
I know the answer.
Go ahead.
I know the answer.
Go ahead.
Would that be the Jets?
J-E-T-S.
Yes.
No, yeah, I can confirm that.
Right, two T's.
J-E-T-T-S.
You don't think he's going to pile up the score?
New York J-E-T-E-S.
You don't think he's going to feel good about this one, putting as many as he can?
60 minutes, Glenn.
But I think he's over it.
Over what?
I think he's over the Jets. I think the damage. Well, so he's been doing a lot of press conferences, right? Obviously. And people are starting to pick up on this, like, different attitude that
he's
has.
He's in a good mood.
Yeah, it's like, so, I guess, maybe.
Christian, have you seen his team? He's head and shoulders above the entire league right now.
Usually that's when he's in the worst mood. So he, like, wants to create this, exterior attitude.
To that point, I think there was, I don't know if it's Andy Hardheaded or Hannibal or somebody, because they did ask him, I think, about the trade with Demaryius Thomas, right? With the Jets. It's the only team he's never traded with. And I think his quote was, I'll paraphrase, there was a time when maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Right.
So are we beyond that now? Because we just thought there and said, well, he must think Demaryius Thomas is garbage, right?
He's got a hamstring, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not even the Achilles, right? Yeah. It's like a hamstring, so we don't know.
Because of the Achilles.
He traded with the Jets, gave him a wide receiver because you had some depth there. You would have thought he would have sent him elsewhere, anywhere but the Jets.
And I don't want to try to help our opponents that much, but you have to give up something to get something. So that's, and you have to look at your situation and try to do what's best for your team.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced that he's gonna feel good about this.
But that's a great question. It's that's when you look at the beginning of each year, interdivision trading, it's probably not something that's. You would think it's going to be at the top of the list, but we traded with Buffalo this year too, so we made two division trades within a week.
There's a difference. He's made trades. He's traded away his. Drew Bledsoe to Buffalo.
Yeah, but again, maybe that. See, here's the thing. He knows that Drew Bledsoe was not any good.
And
he only had 1 year left.
And he knows Demaryius.
And he had half a year left.
And I think he knew what Demaryius Thomas had left.
So there's no fear in this guy coming back to bite him. You want to say Antonio Brown? Fine. You want to talk about maybe Julian Edelman? Yes.
I think they have a field day on Sunday.
Yes.
They have a field day on Sunday, and he's in a really good mood on Monday. That's my prediction to you guys. But getting back to Antonio Brown, they don't need him in this game. But wouldn't you think that if 10 hours was the meeting and they came out with something significant, because that's all they need, or anything that led them to believe, uh-oh, this might be worse than we thought it was, that they would throw this exempt tag at him? They would do it right now. They don't even need to sit down and talk to Antonio Brown. If they can get something from her, that's what the exempt tag is for. The exempt tag is for somebody that does something criminally, or if you start an investigation and you come to the conclusion that there is something significant against the player, but you need more time
to
investigate it, you put him on exempt list.
In 10 hours, if you got something on him, then I would have thought that he'd be on it right now.
We're 48 hours away from that meeting,
and
right?
Then they can
40
appeal.
Some odd hours.
They'll have 3 days to appeal this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is, and this is what we were talking about before. But, yeah, I would think if after 10 hours and you saw something really bad, you might put him on that exempt list and say, we need to talk to you tomorrow morning.
Right. And for that, I think it's a good sign for Antonio Brown, because the one thing that I would be worried about with Antonio Brown, I'm not sure he's going to be great in one of these meetings with a bunch of lawyers lined up. I'm not sure if I'm the Patriots. I feel comfortable.
You're just smiling.
Sending him in one of those meetings. No, I'm not feeling good. Have you seen the texts? Have you seen the emails? I'm not sure. All right, to the phone calls we go. Here's Mike and Lowell. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mike.
I think we all know AB is a dope. And I think he's getting some bad advice on this. I really do. I think now, from what I understand, the civil case for the rape allegation is definitely in play. And criminal charges could also be filed because the statute of limitation hasn't expired. Is that how I understand it?
Only on the one charge in Florida.
Okay. All right. So
there are three charges. One of them, they still could, but nobody's moving on this. You're not seeing any of these prosecutors coming in and saying, oh, I think we got something here. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is he should have settled this a long time ago. It really didn't have to come down to this.
I think he tried.
Yeah, suppose he didn't do it.
He's cheap.
So it doesn't matter. He's probably going to lose more than $2 million in endorsement deals and probably lost incentives should he get placed on the exempt list.
It's $2
million,
though,
it's a lot of money to me. It's a lot of money to me, but to him,
it's a lot of money,
it's kind
to anybody.
Of a drop in the bucket, right?
I don't think it's
Glenn has a watch that costs $2
million. I don't think it's necessarily a drop in the bucket for him.
I don't want to split hairs with you. You know what I mean? He's a professional athlete. He's probably arguably the best.
Yeah, but are you just willing for someone just to shake you down and just to take advantage of you and try to just like screw with your life? Listen, we've all been in a situation, maybe or maybe not, but some of us more than others, where people try to shake you down. You can sit there and take it, and if you have the evidence of proof and facts on your side, why would you just cave? I just don't get it. Call it principle, call it pride. I'm not doing it.
Listen, it happens all the time. It does. In society, to make this go away.
I know,
away,
but I guess you were just saying it's $2 million. What's the big deal?
Take all my money
now. He earned it.
That's $2 million. Yeah,
you know, okay, so he's giving away to someone who's like trying to shake you down.
And just remember, when you hand over $2 million to some person, okay, that's actually about, what, $3.8 million in salary?
Yes, after taxes.
Yeah, but the other thing
I'm just saying, when you talk about if he's making $14, $15 million, $2 million is really about four of it.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not like $2 million cash in your pocket is about $3.8 million in salary to Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I think, Mike, you're looking at it and saying that, he's a rich athlete. And so he's got plenty of money, and you can't look at it that way. Apparently, according to reports, she started at wanting $10 million. And then eventually it got down to two this past weekend, and finally he said no.
Well, I'll tell you what. Him not settling leads two possibilities. Number one, he thinks he's innocent.
Right.
And he's like, why the hell am I going to pay you $2 million? Yeah. Do anything. This is a straight shakedown. That's all you got. The other one is kind of what I'm starting to believe is I think he might be broke.
Maybe.
I'm thinking he might not have it. I don't know. Maybe the guaranteed money in Pittsburgh, that led to the whole I need a new guaranteed contract. Why? Well, because that guaranteed contract I got, in Pittsburgh and all that guaranteed signing bonus, it's gone. So you know what? I need another signing bonus.
What do you think is more likely that he's just cheap or that he's broke?
I think there's a chance he's broke.
I think the most likely scenario
$700? You're not going to pay $700 for a painting?
Well, you want to sit there? Let's psychoanalyze Antonio Brown. Let's put him on the couch.
I can think like Antonio.
Okay, well, you sure? I think it has more to do. This is what people try to figure out what makes him tick and why would he do the things that he does. It's all based on his upbringing. Go ahead and lay on the couch and you could sit there. Daddy issues, mama issues, all sorts of issues.
Devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
Yeah, but he's not alone in the National Football League for having all of those issues.
No,
and
not
having
at all.
A rough upbringing. There are a lot of guys.
His have been accentuated, haven't they? They're like in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's to his doing.
But I wouldn't totally dismiss what Lou's saying. I think that is
you think he's broke.
I think it's a possibility. Yes. I think it is a possibility.
Well, hold on. But he still has to fight the civil suit. So he needs money to fight the civil suit, which could cost up to $1 million based on how powerful his attorneys
are. There's a possibility that for him, $2 million, which is, as Lou mentioned, is more like $4 million in the money he has to make in gross pay. It could possibly be that
the cheapest people I've ever met have been millionaires. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
No, I would agree with that.
Right? They're just cheap.
I would agree.
Tell them call me.
All right, 617-779-7937. Right back to the phone calls coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
How do you balance the amount of special team snaps that he can also maintain?
Yeah, Doug, that's a good question.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How much does the coaching staff have to take into account the different strengths of those offensive linemen when they're shifting around the offensive line?
That's a great question, Mike.
Did it surprise even you to be in conversations with the Jets?
That's a great question.
Do hockey players get turfed on?
That's a good question.
What's up? How are you?
That's a great question, Glenn.
Coach, last year TJ Watt had a big game.
Yeah, we'll do what's best for the football team.
You ever wonder why you wonder?
That's a great question.
So Bill was in a great mood this week. I'm not sure. People are saying, oh, he's turned over a new leaf. I heard that one today. I don't think so. I think you'll get the old Bill somewhere along the course of the season.
No, but hold on. Let's not. The Patriots have been a lot better than the Jets for years now. Like, they've never really been a threat.
Centuries.
Okay, so why is this? You don't think this is different at all? Does he just know that they have no chance whatsoever? Yes. So he's
not
like,
letting up.
Just enjoying the week.
He's not going to let up on the Jets. He knows
domination
that.
Domination of both.
He's licking
all
his chops.
All I know is like the first.
I will guarantee you, he took a look, and he probably came out of the video room, sat down and watched Luke Falk laughing his ass off and sitting there going, oh, my God.
No, it's real simple. We are going to take Le'Veon Bell out of the game. Because as bad as that game was, he still was effective.
He was.
Had 10 catches.
80 yards or something like that.
I mean, combined, I think it was over like 120, 130.
So they got.
You take Le'Veon Bell out, now,
game over.
What?
Well, they got Le'Veon Bell. Talk about just, and they got like about three or four bodies
Robbie
on defense.
Robbie Anderson.
So they got, and they got those
Crowder.
Guys. And Jamal Anderson was benched. And I'm going to tell you, it's a Greg Williams defense, which Brady shreds on a regular basis. Yep. You go back through the history of Greg Williams.
Yeah.
Every place he's been a DC, Brady has shredded him.
Well,
like,
I think,
without fail.
Over aggressive. They come at you, and then Brady starts reading it, and
he's so dumb.
Apart. Yeah,
he's so dumb.
Bill,
it's like
being in the mood that he's in. It's sort of like he knows how good his team is, number one. And then he looked at it and said, last week's a challenge because mentally, for some reason, we don't play well.
Yep.
And then he realized that, okay, mentally, this team may be a little bit stronger than he thought.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, that's how good we are. 43-0 in Miami, the place we don't play well. And I'm looking at the Jets. It's not just that the Jets are bad and they're on their third-string quarterback right now. Maybe that's the biggest reason. Because I think defensively there's stuff there. That was kind of impressive. The fact that offensively they did absolutely nothing, and it was like, what, 13-3? And you're like, Jesus. So the Jets' defense,
I think a lot of that was
they held their own.
A lot of that was Cleveland,
I know,
though.
But I think it's a combination of seeing what he sees on film and just knowing what he has in a football team, knows how good he is.
He's licking his chops. He's looking at this saying, oh, my God, this is the Jets.
You know, I heard Bill.
He loves beating the Jets. And over the years, in interviewing him on Monday, I can tell you he's most giddy after Jets wins, and he's the most miserable after Jets losses.
Yep. When was the last time that happened?
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while.
I would say he was pretty upset after that Pittsburgh. Oh, no, the Miami loss. That one?
Yeah. He was bad.
Followed by the Pittsburgh loss.
Yeah.
Realizing that you got to win out.
Well, at the end of the year,
you're not going to have home field advantage anymore.
And at the end of the year, realizing, are we really that good? You know, what is going wrong with this team? But no, I think Lou hit on it when you talk about Miami, you're a little bit concerned with. Horror show down there. You know,
and that's my point from yesterday. My point yesterday is like when referring to Antonio Brown. You don't need him. If you're willing to deal with it.
You think Bill would say that?
Do you think Bill's going to say anything to us?
No, do you think he'd believe that?
To believe what?
Would you believe that they don't need Antonio Brown right now?
My point is that at some point in time, now, right now, it is what it is. Keep going along. I'm not saying to change. I'm not saying to change course. Listen, but with all the information that is just waiting to come out and pop out at you, then I'd say, you know what? I'm sick of dealing with it.
I tell you what.
I tell you what.
You've said some foolish stuff on this program. That might have been the most foolish yesterday.
You know what? Hold on.
Do you find something more foolish?
All I know is that Greg Hill, my buddy.
Yes.
My favorite morning show.
Yep.
He trusts me. And so, and we're not great friends.
What did I tell you about Greg a couple weeks ago?
What are we talking about?
We love Greg, but he's a little naive.
No, he's not naive. He's very smart. He's very smart. Ryan
wasn't smart. I said he was naive.
Do we have Greg Hill from this morning?
I was really I trust Christian when it. I was listening yesterday afternoon. I trust Christian when it comes to football more than I trust.
Stick to Wiggy.
Mm-hmm. See Danielle. Danielle's like, mm-hmm. Yeah. See you, Danielle and Greg both. Trust me. So you need to trust me also.
I don't trust you on this one. Because I'll tell you what, you would be the first one mm-hmm. 6 weeks from now after they deal, they get rid of Antonio Brown. They find out that all of this stuff is a bunch of BS, and then the Kansas City Chiefs pick him up.
You'd be the first one that would be pitching.
I love how
people just you don't want him to go to Kansas City.
Yes.
What if he goes to the Rams?
Okay.
What if he goes to
about the Super Bowl.
Baltimore?
Okay.
Well, then you got to worry about it.
Why is everybody automatically putting him on the best team in the NFL?
Well, put him on one of those.
Put him on Jacksonville.
Okay.
Well, he goes to Jacksonville.
Well, the thing is,
maybe Jalen Ramsey wants to stay.
That's what he joined. He joined, arguably, one of whatever, wherever you had them, the best team in the NFL and the Patriots. So, okay, so you don't want to join the Patriots? Let's join the next best team or equal, which would be Kansas City.
So, but it's just such
or a... Baltimore, I think, would be interesting.
So, my point is, I'm staying with the fact that I wanted him here, and I like the fact that he's on the team. And, yes, he's going to make them a great team. Like, I've heard, I don't know if it was Keith or somebody who's into cartoons and comic books and Marvel movies.
Keith.
Calling it and Star Wars, okay? Keith. Call it the Death Star of receiver groups. Okay,
I think that's fascinating.
Death Star.
Okay, the Death Star. When you have Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Julian Edelman,
oh boy,
and Antonio Brown, James White, or Rex Burkhead, that is insane.
Is there a better wide receiving group in the NFL than Edelman and Antonio Brown
as a duo?
Gordon?
Remember we had this conversation.
And
before,
Dorsett is your fourth.
Well, Julio Jones is Edelman. Because I would say the best wide receiver is Julio Jones. We can debate it all online. We're both right. Calvin Ridley?
Mm-hmm.
Sanu.
I would say the Rams are the only thing close.
Cooper Kupp.
Cooks.
Brandon Cooks.
And Woods.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
They're all pretty good. They're all pretty
good. Yeah, but I would say.
But there aren't any that can go four deep with a guy like Dorsett just checking in.
So Bill was a little overboard yesterday, more so than he was with us. I thought he was in a pretty good mood with us on Monday. But yesterday, a little bit more overboard. Could it be? Somebody tipped him off? That the 10-hour meeting
went well
with Brittany.
Oh, you
Taylor
think that's
went,
what it is?
It went real well.
Well, that's, he's got well. People in there,
right?
He's got loyal people in there.
Bill, got nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Not an issue.
Robert, give him a call. Hey, I just got the phone with the league.
Is that possible?
We're all set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, most possible. Definitely. Yeah.
Actually, I would say that's
more likely
that
than not.
Probably more likely. Yes, I would agree.
More probable than not.
Don't worry about it. Unfortunately, I would say this to Bill if that were the case. I'd still worry about another incident popping up between now and the end of the year.
But here's the thing. Forget about
the problem you have is both him and Gordon, you have to worry about keeping them on the field every single week.
Okay,
an injury.
They would still go to the Super Bowl without Antonio Brown.
And Gordon, too?
If I said Antonio Brown, stop bringing up. What about Edelman? What if he has a toe issue?
Well, I trust Christian when it comes to football.
What if Philip Dorsett finally drops the ball? Right. I mean, stop. Every time I say something, stop bringing up injuries.
Stop playing up to Greg, okay? That's what you're doing. You're playing up to Edelman now.
I like you most, okay? I like you most. Don't be jealous.
Feel better now.
Hey, listen. No one can take your spot.
Thank you.
You're the wings. You're
the wind. He's kissing up to the morning show.
But you don't have to.
What are you talking about? How am I kissing up to the morning show?
You got all mad at me, my last read.
By the way, we go.
I'm actually
doing a supply house read also.
We have one problem with Lou.
I don't know what?
We're doing the impression of Greg Hill. It was a 30-second commercial. It went 47 seconds.
What do you mean impersonation? I just read that read.
No, that sounded like Greg.
What?
That wasn't an impersonation.
Are you looking for plumbing and heating supplies?
Went 47 seconds.
That is a problem, though.
I just read the read.
How does Greg do it?
What do you mean?
How does he do 30-second spots? in 30 seconds. You got to do them in 30 seconds. If they're 30, they're 30. If they're 60, they're 60.
You give the people what they want. You give them a nice,
well,
cool.
Today,
take it
it's
to
fall-like.
The house.
The temperature's only going to be
looking for plumbing and heating supplies.
Take it to the house.
Don't fumble away your time and money with those other places.
See, if you missed anything this morning,
a lot of love right now.
I don't know how he does it either without music.
See, my
I like the music. It's like anything, don't you?
No, no.
Do you think he drives? You think he drives in his car with silence, no radio, no music?
Wait, does he really do it with no sound?
No,
I actually have not picked up on that.
He doesn't like music.
I think I feel like I can't do it without sound.
I
feel like I would be distracted.
I want to get into a rhythm.
Me too. Yeah, I feel like I need the flow to kind of get on the beat,
go bop a little bit.
Yeah,
I thought he was a music.
Try that.
Thought he was a music guy.
Take it to the house.
Take it
supply
house. Is it the or the?
If
to the house.
That's an arrogant way to say the.
The.
It's like you're, you know.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, yeah.
Exactly.
It's like Gaspar.
No, don't compare him to Gaspar.
No, I would never.
No, we would not. Can't have him in the building.
I just like doing a read like that. I want to pronunciate and go slow.
Pronunciate? Right.
Yes.
Pronunciate?
What the hell is that? You can make up your own words now, too?
Yeah. Hey, Tyler, get him another cup of coffee. Jesus.
How about this guy yesterday?
Some toothpicks will get his eyelids up.
I don't know what Glenn said yesterday. Tyler, remember that? What he said? He said, what did he say? We do? What was it?
Uneligible.
Yeah. You make up your own words more than anybody.
No. Sorry. That's how we do. That's how we do. Uncredible.
Uncredible.
Yeah. Uncredible.
See, Dr. Malachy and the uncredible staff.
Yeah, that was bad. That was messing up the room. So it could be that Belichick got good news from the league office. Maybe Robert
that's
called him
the
up.
Best, that's the best
said,
analysis
and said,
I've
you know,
ever
hey, you know, hey, guess what? We got word from the league. Not an issue. This is not an issue.
Yeah,
she's
just let
she's
him
going
answer.
For the money. Just play. Just go along. You know, they're going to play it out. I just think he was a little too giddy with the media, thanking them. He never does
thanking
that.
Thanking everybody.
And so it is Jets week. So it could very well be he's licking his chops because we all are. You look at that team on Sunday and you tell me. You thought Miami was bad. Miami at least had a quarterback that wins every once in a while, right? Every once in a while. They have nothing. This Jets team has nothing other than Le'Veon Bell.
They got a running back, though.
They have a running back.
Yeah, they got a running back.
Useless.
You can try to take
useless.
Him out.
There's useless.
Against this team?
Useless. Yeah.
Useless. They'll shut him down. They're going to shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you grab the one guy.
They have no
guy.
Options. So all you have to do is stop their running game,
that's
and then
it.
Where are they going to go?
No, I mean, that's it.
That's it.
They almost, if I was them, obviously, I'm not doing any, like, seven-step drops. Like, none. I mean, it is. I got to get the ball out of my hands as quick as possible, and throwing the ball into the dirt is fine. I can't take sacks. I can't take interceptions. I can't take penalties. I'd rather punt the ball and play a field position game and hope that my defense can keep it close, manageable.
Field position, that's what Miami was trying to do last week. They couldn't cross the 50-yard line.
But see, that's what's scary.
I don't even think the Jets will cross the 50-yard line. That's my prop bet. Who wants to take some of that?
I like that.
But that's what's scary about this team, because the offensive line is probably the biggest concern, correct?
Yes.
So you say, got to get rid of the ball quick. If you go back 2 months ago, you said, oh, my God, he's only got one guy that he's on the same page with, and that's Julian Edelman. So you take away Julian Edelman in that quick first look, then what does he do? And we've seen what that looks like. You saw it maybe in the first four or five games last year. Now, all of a sudden, Antonio Brown's in the mix. You got what, press coverage? He beats a guy right off that line, right? Then you got Josh Gordon with the quick slant. All of a sudden, I know there's no Gronk, but now it's like, okay, you got offensive line concerns? All right, but you don't have to sit in the pocket for all that long because you actually have guys that can just beat guys one-on-one right off the line, and you got multiple ones. It's not just one guy. The offense is freaking scary.
I can't see how in any way this is going to be a competitive game. And by the way, look at Dallas.
How is the line what's still 23.5?
What's the Dallas line against Miami?
Oh, we should have bet on this.
Huh? What is that line? Dallas and Miami now.
That's not that high, I don't think.
Oh, I think it is.
Well, it's not 23.5.
I thought it was 19.5 or 20.
Oh, I don't know. I got to look at
that
one.
We should look it up. And I don't think you've ever seen two. Forget about one line. How about two lines? Goes to show you where the NFL is.
So the last time the Patriots lost to the Jets was in 2015. Final week of the season.
Yeah, that was the overtime game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
That's your guy. Fitz magic. I mean, honestly, does anybody have more horseshoes stuck up their butt than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
21.5.
22.
Cowboys.
22 now.
Well, I'm seeing 21.5.
24 and 22.
Jesus.
When have you ever seen that before?
Holy smokes.
That's college stuff. How about BC last week? 20-point favorites against Kansas State. Lost by 24.
Kansas State. Oh, was it Kansas? Kansas. Oh, was it Kansas?
Kansas. Like their first.
Kansas hadn't was like won their first a road Kansas got game. Beat yeah. by like Bible Coastal College and was agriculture 51 school games? The week
they,
before.
Yeah, they had not at won home. A road game in, I don't even know, but maybe like forever. How long is that?
I thought it was like 51, which sounds ridiculous, right?
Yeah,
I
can't it's crazy. Be right. The fact that they, it was that's embarrassing.
22 and 24 yeah, point spread.
I've never seen.
I tell you what, this league is a joke. This is really bad for the NFL. It really is.
Tell you, listen, I'll tell you what. The games last 5.5
yeah,
hours.
Exactly.
You
thank
can
you.
Bitch and complain.
Your league is a joke.
They really
okay?
do.
You
they
never to 1:30 in the morning to completion.
Free baseball. Baseball.
Free baseball.
The place was packed last night. Around 12 o'clock.
I saw it. There were 12 people there. You, Joe, and Will. That was it.
I tell you what. I don't know what Nesson was doing, showing like just one guy all by himself. I'll tell you, there was 5,000-6,000 people
please,
there at midnight, 12:30.
Please.
I'm not even lying.
Please.
They didn't over lying. The dugout from you're like lying. Dugout. Everybody came down. They were.
Yeah.
At one point, I was like, I don't know what all these people are doing here.
Well, that was the Yastrzemski family. That's what they were.
It
all
was unbelievable.
Down. All right,
go home.
All right, we're gonna get back to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. There is suddenly it's starting to swell up right now in New York. People talking about Eli Manning and Hall of Fame in the same sentence. I think it's great. And I'll tell you why, because it really connects to something with the New England Patriots. We'll get to it coming up next. First Hour has been brought to you by Rhino Shield. We got three more to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.